Vang met last week with representatives from the state public defender's office, but now three private bar attorneys from Milwaukee have taken his case. One of the lawyers is Stephen Cohn. He says with all the back-and-forth allegations over who shot first in last Sunday's Northwoods confrontation, the main point of the upcoming legal battle will be to ascertain motive.
This certainly does not seem to be a whodunit. It seems to be a why done it.
The lawyers held a news conference in Milwaukee yesterday and brought forward Vang's eldest daughter, Kia Vang. She offered her condolences to the victims' families and said the shootings came as a shock.
And we all have questions that, you know, need answers. My father, he is a great person, and he does take care of his family. He loves his family very much. And, you know, at this time, I really don't know what my father did.
One of Vang's lawyers says leaders of the Hmong community are also offering their regrets to the victims' families and to all Wisconsin deer hunters. But Hmong leaders also say Vang was respected. Attorney Steve Cohn says he's now looking for respect and fairness from the courts and people of Sawyer County.
Maybe I'm a romantic, but I'm hoping that that is the case. It is every defense attorney's nightmare to be sitting in the shoes or standing in the shoes of Atticus Finch from To Kill a Mockingbird, talking to a jury such as he spoke to in that story.
Fang's defense team says it still has to answer more questions and assess media coverage. Then the lawyers will decide if they'll seek to move Vang's trial or bring in a jury from outside of Sawyer County. The whole legal process is expected to take several months. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.